The Swine Health Information Center is drawing the attention of pork producers to an increase in the number of samples testing positive for a 1-4-4 strain of PRRS. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
As part of its monthly newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its domestic and global swine disease surveillance reports for February. SHIC Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says the health of the U.S. swine herd is stable, with the exception of reports of a nasty subtype of the 1-4-4 strain of PRRS. There haven't been any major issues.
There's been an overall decrease in the number of PRRS cases that the veterinary diagnostic labs have found. That's good. It's still at the seasonal winter level, so it's still fairly high. But the overall, the decrease is mostly in the wean-to-market area. So that is also a good sign, because with PRRS especially, those wean-to-market finishing floors can serve as a nidus for infection back to sow farms. So overall, we're doing fairly well with PRRS right now. There is a strain that is a 1-4-4 strain with a 1C lineage is what it's called. So it's kind of a subclass of that 1-4-4 strain. And that's causing some significant problems in the Midwest. It's a very hot type of PRRS. And we just finished a webinar with a lot of information about this diagnosis and what's going on the farms and biosecurity. And I would encourage everyone to go on to the Swine Health Information Center website, swinehealth.org, because that webinar is recorded and it's available on the swinehealth.org website. So there's some PRRS information that might be of interest.
Dr. Sundberg says there's been a moderate increase in Delta coronavirus PD-CoV, especially in the lower Midwest, in Kansas and Oklahoma, while there's been a moderate decrease in mycoplasma. He says we're not seeing big changes, but we're seeing some important spots of activity. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.